For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Things are starting to get active here again in Western New York, but of course things are still cooking up at the Shaw Festival in Southern Ontario and the Stratford. I went up to the Shaw a couple of weeks ago, Tony, to see The Divine. It's a play ostensibly about Sarah Bernhardt, the actress, and she is a main character. And
played by Fiona Reid, who is divine.
Who is divine.
Yes.
But it's just too much play packed into a couple hours, in my opinion.
Oh, you ingrate.
Well, I could handle The Intelligent Homosexual's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism with a Key to the Scriptures. That was paced properly. But I just thought The Divine, a play about abuse of children by the church, abuse of children by industries,
wow.
Young men growing up in the seminary, Sarah Bernhardt.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Well, yeah. I think any new play is difficult to launch. It's a bold gesture by the Shaw Festival, the kind of thing that they should be doing, challenging work, and for people who are willing to go along for that ride with great actors, certainly worth taking a peek, but I guess with that caution.
Well, now I headed north into Canada. You headed southeast down to New York City again. What'd you see?
Well, I saw many things, but one of the more interesting that I saw was Matthew Lopez's new play, which is called The Legend of Georgia McBride. That's down at the Lucille Lortel Theater, the historic Lucille Lortel Theater in Greenwich Village. And Mr. Lopez wrote Whipping Man, which Jewish Repertory Theater did a year or so ago, which was about post-Civil War freed slaves who have been raised Jewish and celebrating a Passover Seder. And this, well, total flip of gears. This is a contemporary comedy about an Elvis impersonator who finds that he's been replaced by female impersonators at the bar where he works and doesn't want to tell his wife and ends up doing drag. Just a rollicking comedy about this clash of cultures. Very, very clever with some brilliant performances.
And some exciting news. Having been squeezed out of their former location, Road Less Traveled has a new home. You toured it and?
Gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. They've moved into the theater up at the former Christian Center. They're on Pearl.
500 Pearl.
Yes, where Pearl meets Tupper. Great big building, big Georgian, heavily ornate moldings. And rather than use the proscenium stage that's there, they've built a stage in front of it at floor level, creating a marvelously intimate theater of 90 or so seats. Just exquisite. It's really wonderful. I was really impressed.
So for Curtain Up, actually it opens on September 11th. They're going to put on Speed of Light, and that's going to be in the new theater.
World premiere play, so right at the core of their mission in this new, gorgeous place that everyone will want to see.
Well, speaking of Curtain Up, one of the more exciting moments is the placing of a new star in the walk right outside 710 Main Street.
Yeah, now there is going to be a new star placed Curtain Up night. You're going to make me say, aren't you?
Yes.
And it's Javier. It's Javier Bustillos.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, full disclosure, to whom I am married. So that's...
Now, one of the cool things that we know and love Javier for is he founded and continues to be a guiding force for Buffalo United Artists. They put on shows at the Alleyways Main Street Cabaret. And for Curtain Up, they're doing a one-man show.
They are. They're doing Buyer and Seller by Jonathan Tollins. And this is a one-man show about a young man working in the basement of Barbara Streisand, where she has stored her collections in a make-believe Victorian shopping mall at which she is the only customer and he's the only employee. Did very, very well in New York and across the country. Kurt Erb playing the role.
Just mentioning a couple of the Curtain Up opportunities here. Curtain Up is Friday night, September 18th, and we'll tell you more in the Fridays ahead. But long before Curtain Up, as a matter of fact, on September 9th, we have another opening, Musical Fair Theater with In the Heights.
In the Heights, Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical about a family in the Washington Heights area of New York City. A big hit. Difficult to get in to see his current hit, Hamilton, so head up to Musical Fair to see In the Heights.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.